Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at MathWorks.com.
In Washington, U.S. Capitol Police spent the weekend fielding calls from lawmakers on security concerns following the Saturday shooting in Tucson targeting Congresswoman Gabby Giffords. Critically injured, Giffords remains hospitalized this morning in an induced coma with a head wound. Six people were killed in the attack. 14 were injured, including Giffords. Over the next several days, there will be meetings in Washington on ways to tighten congressional security. This morning, we spoke with Massachusetts Congressman Stephen Lynch, who said in the wake of the incident in which Giffords was shot while meeting with constituents, any threat must be taken more seriously.
We've got to take every bit of due diligence to make sure that we provide a safe environment for people to have discourse with their member of Congress.
To talk about what the shooting and subsequent investigation might mean for political life, we're joined now by Massachusetts Congressman Barney Frank. Good morning, Congressman. Thanks for joining us.
Well, you're welcome, Bob. Obviously, I wish it were a different topic, but we have a responsibility to talk about it.
Let me ask you this. How do you think the events in Arizona will change the way lawmakers like you interact with your constituents? Will it change at all?
Well, first, I want to say that, as I'm sure people understand, it would not be a good idea to discuss anything about security. What I can say is this. I can't believe that any of us are going to allow this to result in a reduction of availability to the people we represent. We're not going to stop seeing people, and there are going to be no obstacles to people getting to see us. I'm proud of the people working in Washington. After the terrible mass murders of 2001, things had to be done, but particularly at the Capitol, which ought to be open to the American people as the center of our democracy. I think the law enforcement people, the security people, have done an excellent job of combining security with access. And we will be doing that in our own cases. I cannot imagine, as I said, any member of Congress allowing this in any way to restrict the access to people. Now, that doesn't mean you ignore it. But as to what we do in that context, as I said, I think that's not something that ought to be discussed publicly.
But how do you think things will change? Without getting into specific, how will they change?
Well, Bob, again, I'm not going to say. Think about it. Do you tell people what you're doing to make things more secure so they can then game the system?
Well, let me ask you this question. You went to Tucson to help raise money in
Yes.
Congressman Gifford's hotly contested race this fall. Would you think twice about making a trip like that in the future?
Not at all. If anything, if I were in a situation where I had to choose among various things to do, and there was an area where there had been those kind of threats, I think my obligation would be to go there. You cannot allow our democracy to be diminished by violence or threats of violence. You have to deal with it. You can't ignore it. That would be foolish. But you cannot allow this kind of thing to intrude on our democracy. So no, if there is a situation, well, actually, I knew that with Gabby Giffords. Her office had been vandalized. She had been the target of not just threats, but of violence. And that makes me more willing to go, not less.
Have you ever received any threats yourself?
Again, I'm not going to talk about that, Bob. I have to urge you. You know, you run into various dangers. You don't want to encourage people. You don't want to sound like you're challenging people. And you certainly don't want to explain what you're doing to thwart any potential problem. So that's just not an area to discuss as far as I'm concerned.
Let me ask you about the heated political rhetoric that permeates the dialogue today. Do you hope that this incident might dial that back in some way?
Yes. It's a terrible price to have to pay for something that you should have been able to get without it. So in no way, obviously, and I don't mean to say that you were, should anyone suggest that this was, it has a silver lining. It was just an unremittingly horrible thing, not just for Gabby, but for people who were killed, for the people who work for her. You know, I am very dependent, as are all people in my job, on the staff, the people who work with us. And the fact that at least one of them was killed is as horrifying to me as the shooting of everybody else, of anybody else.
Massachusetts Congressman Barney Frank, thank you very much for speaking with us this morning. Appreciate it.